So come here. Was 9/11 an inside job? Are werewolves real? And just what really happened to Lady Diana in that tunnel? Well, those are some of the conspiracies that are discussed by our next guest. His name is Gordon Rochford, and he's behind Those Conspiracy Guys, an Irish comedy podcast that discusses conspiracy theories, paranormal happenings, and true crime. And he's dropped in to chat to us. How are you, Gordon?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks. I love this. This
thanks very much. Starts on a good note.
Yeah.
First of all, I love you.
First of all, I'm your friend. No. But honestly, I just think, like, I believe in nothing, like, other than science, right?
Okay.
So I love listening to people who passionately believe that, you know, Queen Elizabeth is a lizard, for example.
That's almost, I guess, blasphemy in the conspiracy community. It's not that you can reduce it down and David Icke is mad and he calls him all a lizard.
Yeah.
I don't think it's, you know, you can take away the meaning of all of these conspiracy theories if you don't want to believe in them. I mean, we're now voting on the blasphemy thing to take that away so we can start doubting that stuff. I think fake news, a lot of fake news going on right now, Dave. People aren't believing things that they see with their own eyes.
Well, where do you sit? Because yours is obviously a comedy podcast, but like in the world of conspiracy theories, are you approaching it from a, oh my God, all these people are crazy, or an open mind going, let's have a look at this?
It's a mixed bag. Mm. I mean, some of the things that are conspiracy canon, the main like top five conspiracy theories, number one, 9/11 or whatever, you could look at that and go, yeah, but sure, look at all the people died, don't talk about it. Or the stuff that Alex Jones gets kicked off the internet for, like Sandy Hook, for example.
Yeah.
Like, there's absolutely no way can you question the veracity of what happened there, because there was children involved, let's say.
Okay.
But some of the things, you know, we do stuff about, like, werewolves we're going to talk about in a little while, and people will think, yeah, there's absolutely no such thing as werewolves, but there's like factual maybe basis in those theories that have over time developed into a lore or some kind of a, you know, a fantasy.
Right, okay, that's interesting.
But especially for conspiracy theories, like people will go, oh, this assassination didn't happen the way it happened. Usually it's attached to a tragedy, like Michael Jackson died or Prince died or, you know, Princess Diana.
Yeah, celebrity deaths are a real thing that people have the theories that it either didn't happen the way it was reported or that it didn't happen at all. I mean, like, there's people still seeing Elvis in supermarkets.
And I think it's because they love him so much. And maybe the emotional barriers to getting over that thing, it's easier to say maybe it didn't happen.
Yeah, you know? But let's talk about Lady Diana, because that's one that you've featured, and it's the suggestion that maybe she didn't die at all and that she went off to live somewhere else.
Yeah.
What were the other conspiracies?
Well, I mean, Princess Diana died in a tunnel, in the Pont d'Alma tunnel in Paris, and she crashed a car. And I mean, did she die the way they said? Was it just a crash? Did Henri Paul just run into the pillar? The 13th pillar, by the way. But did he run into the pillar while he was after a few scoops? Or did a little white Fiat Uno clip the back of the car as a kind of an assassination attempt? Another set of people say that there was two lads on a motorbike dressed all in leather, and they flashed this like military grade, you know, flashbangs.
Oh yeah.
Where you throw the thing in to disorient everybody in the room. Yeah. They think they did a flashbang in the tunnel, and the car crashed, and then these guys got off the bike and went over and injected Henri Paul with loads of alcohol, like way more alcohol than could be in your system if you were drinking it by mouth.
Isn't there a theory that his alcohol count was above what is effectively humanly possible to...
Yeah, I mean, your mouth stops working after a certain time with the amount of alcohol that you would take in. It's a natural human reaction, you know.
Was there another suggestion that her womb was removed by a French hospital?
Well, it's not a suggestion. Her womb was removed in an illegal autopsy that was against royal convention. Like, you're not supposed to do anything to anybody who's in the royal family outside of England. It was a special royal doctor. So, as far as I read online, they took her womb out in this French hospital, possibly because she was pregnant and they didn't want the world to know. And that could be the motivation behind her death/murder.
Let's talk werewolves. So are they real?
Well, I mean, when's the next full moon? We'll have to find out. I don't think, they may be real, or I think maybe it's an allegory, a story that we tell our kids to make sure that they don't lean back into this animalistic type of no holds barred, no rules, no social convention type thing.
Or else anyone who has seen the Dubliners for an extended period of time How many could that? How could men be that hairy and not be part of some element of folklore?
Used to be a werewolf, but am I right now?
Does it trace back to Viking times when those lads? I mean, they were big, hairy people who used to take all kinds of hypnotics that grew in on a forest floor and then go on rampages. To me, that would be a werewolf.
Yeah, the French farmers that these lads attacked. They ended up emigrating to America, and their lore kind of mixed together with Native American lore, like the skinwalkers and stuff like that, like people, you know, mystic people that turn into animals and walk around the place. So when they were out farming, imagine you're a French farmer and you look up and there's the whole horizon is covered in a load of lads from Denmark that are like a load of wardrobes running at you, and they're dressed in like wolf skins,
okay,
mad out their head on mushrooms, covered in blood and screaming, like you're like, well, that's a wolf, man. So that was the berserker, if you've ever heard of these Vikings. They get all hopped up on goofballs and they put on animal skin. So bear zerk, which is the native language for like bear skin.
Right.
So they'll put on the bear skin and become that warrior and they'd fight lads.
And then what about the kind of the other stuff that develops around that lore where it's things like, say, a silver bullet is what can kill a werewolf or garlic wards off a vampire. Has that got roots in reality as well?
Yeah, they absolutely do. Like garlic and silver are both antibacterial and like anti-inflammatory. They're
okay.
Great healing properties. Even like we did an episode on money and gold and the origins of gold and silver. It's antibacterial. You know, you can put it into your bloodstream and it you know, kind of fixes certain ailments and gets rid of infections. So if you shoot somebody who's infected, shoot them, quote unquote, with a silver bullet, the silver will take away the infection. Even them, you know, you have the lads in America in the army, they have this silver spray and they'll spray that on their wounds in battle.
Right.
Like if they get wounded when they're out on, out in Afghanistan and they get a little nick, they'll rather spray colloidal silver, I think it's called. Silver particles in it, and it's super antibacterial and natural. Okay. So maybe it's trying to get rid of the werewolfiness with a bit of silver. You know?
Like I was, being kind of facetious at the start saying the queen is a lizard and all that, but there are obviously conspiracy theories that permeate down, and particularly about control and power and money.
Oh, it's all about that death.
Yeah, it is. Like that. There's these families, you know, the Rothschilds and all these people who sit above us all.
Allegedly.
And everything is controlled. Big government and all that is just controlled by these wealthy families who meet once a year in some chateau somewhere. Like, what weight do you put behind those kind of grander theories?
Well, like, the fact that it actually happened in history and there's historical evidence that it's happened before, so why is it not happening now, you know? For top of my head, there was a in our JP Morgan episode. So he was the lad who invented or kind of designed and encouraged at the American government to make the Federal Reserve Bank.
Mm.
That started off with literally a clandestine meeting in like a chateau on a lake somewhere in Missouri, and a whole load of lads came together and they went, okay, how do we stop the American economy booming and busting all through the 19th century? And in 1907, they had this like little meeting together where they went, how can we do this? And by proxy, control money the world over. Like this kind of way. You think it was an evil thing, but it was just a whole lot of lads trying to do business. Now, you can talk about the Bilderberg group and you can talk about, you know, secret cabals of lads gathering together in forests in robes and...
cabals,
you know,
of lads.
Yeah, tickling themselves and each other to a giant owl or whatever. Like, you can think of those things. And they happen too. And they're actually real. It happens in Bohemian Grove in Sonoma in Northern California every summer.
Hey, Dermot just spent a week in California, you know, meditating on the beach. I'm sure he tickled an owl at some point.
It wasn't an owl. No. It was a peregrine falcon.
Oh, of course. Sorry, yes. The national bird of California.
They were a lot more sexually aggressive.
The way I like them.
Yeah.
But isn't it just really...
Hashtag me who.
Oh, nice.
There we go.
Isn't it kind of just an example of our helplessness and that... You know, it's nice for us, the minute we start to feel like we should be taking responsibility for our own lives and our own communities, it's kind of easier to go, well, there's probably an evil bunch of people who are controlling everything, so it's kind of out of my hands no matter what I do. You know, isn't it just being kind of helpless?
I think a lot of people use that conspiracy theory, Lauren, they get hardcore, you know, a lot of fans and a lot of people who aren't fans who will listen in equal amounts,
right,
as you probably know yourself. And they're hardcore, like they're in it to win it. If I doubt something in the show, they'll be on to me like we get nearly 2 million downloads a month. Wow. You know, for our whole back catalogue, nearly 100 episodes there. There's a lot of people listening and not all of them are like, oh God, you're class. Whoopsh. Like they're not. It's sometimes you get disagreements with certain things. Like our Flat Earth episode was bananas.
Well, we recently had a Flat Earther on the show who was
Lord of Mercy.
Heading off on this expedition and then that was going to bring back irrefutable proof that the Earth was flat. And
live streamed irrefutable proof.
Then there was radio silence and there has been ever since, which is the case with a lot of these things.
Probably fell off the edge though.
That's
possibly. Kind of,
we're all hoping he's all right. He was taking a hot air balloon over the ice wall.
Oh Christ!
Yeah.
Well, so he's still on Twitter, so I think he's okay. But like, has there been anything in the flat Earth movement that would suggest that maybe they're onto something?
I think it's more of a thought experiment. I know I'm going to take flack for this now. Definitely, it's more of a thought experiment. Like you look into the history of these things, the starting of the first flat Earth society. I got a lot of smack talk because I only talked about the old Flat Earth Society. Because on our show, what I kind of tried to do is like look at the internet lore around a conspiracy theory, take it all in, synthesize it, and put it out there in a funny and friendly kind of and a bit of a conversational way. Whereas a lot of people get their information from like robot voice YouTube videos, and it's very kind of monotonic and not entertaining. So with Flat Earth, I went and looked at the history and. It started off in the time of spiritualism in the end of the 19th century, where there's a lot of people and they make Ouija boards, you know, and they're just like, oh, I want to touch the side of your finger because we're so sexually repressed, you know, this kind of stuff. Or the Darren Brown stuff, you know, where you have like the Svengali or you'd have like a curtain and there'd be water coming over the side of it and everyone's like, it's haunted. Like, so it's of the same type of entertainment and people would do these grand public experiments, you know. There's a river experiment where they had like three little sticks and it's a river that goes all the way to the visible horizon. And so they put the sticks at equal lengths along the river and then they look at it through a telescope and if the first stick is higher or lower than the last stick, it means that there's no curve on the earth. So presumably the last stick should be lower down. Mm. But if it's the same height, then the earth is, you know, undoubtedly flat.
Yeah.
But because they couldn't measure it properly because the machine that you need to measure that thing. You know the lads in the county council
that's
and there's one lad
saying,
bit more, bit more to the left, bit more. Like, if that doesn't work, then they say, oh, well, the earth is flat and this is unquestionable and it gets written down in lore and people know. So I think it's like a kind of a religion. Like, you believe it if you want to and don't if you don't.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
look,
subjective.
Loads of listeners getting in touch, Gordon, with loads of different questions.
Wonderful.
We'll just throw topics at you because, I mean, they're coming in left, right, and centre.
Quick fire, like JFK in the back of the car.
Hitler. So questions like...
Good or bad? Right idea or bad dude?
Did he die as was told, you know, committed suicide in a bunker, or was he assassinated, or is he still alive and in Argentina? Or?
Well, some people think that he bailed out to Argentina. Now, we did an episode on Operation Paperclip, and there was a Project Rat Hole, I think it's called, where they basically extracted a whole load of Nazis out of Germany and they all got on little boats and went over to South America and stayed there for ages until the ADL and Mossad and all went over and went, never to forget, and just picked them all up in a paddy wagon.
Right, okay.
There's also Operation Paperclip is the American government operation to go and get the smartest and the best of the Nazi scientists and bring them to America. So they can create, you know, better, not totally not Nazi science.
Right, okay.
In America.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, that's a real thing, yeah. Like Wernher von Braun is the guy behind, you know, the moon landings and behind the rocketry science in the space program at NASA. And he was like a total Nazi scientist.
Did the moon landings happen?
I mean, did they? Which ones? Apollo 11, there's a lot of talk about it not being real and it ties into a lot of stuff about flat earth. I mean, you can go in and look and say, like, you know, there's a rock and it has a little letter B on it and that shouldn't be there.
The light sourcing is all wrong and
You can't see the stars and all this kind of stuff. I mean, if Joe Rogan doesn't believe it anymore, I you know, you'd have to question it. I think in our research into moon land and stuff, at the time I was like, nah, now knowing what I know, I think probably did.
Probably did happen.
Probably it did happen, yeah.
There's a lot of questions in about 9/11. I mean, I'll put this one to you, which is simply 9/11, a man in a cave in Afghanistan knocked three skyscrapers worth billions with the use of planes while the military, the might of the US military went missing. Ha 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 ha. So someone who plainly thinks that 9/11 is...
Is that someone from Al-Qaeda themselves there?
Possibly not. But like, so, like there is a strong belief that either 9/11 was a complete inside job,
uh-huh,
or that there was some kind of collusion between the US government or elements of the US government and a terrorist group. You know, where do you stand on that? Where does those conspiracy guys podcasts fall?
I think there's a lot of these terms, you know, you have to understand when you're talking about conspiracy theories, and you have to explore them out and find out what they mean. So like 9/11 is what they call a lie hop. So there's a my hop and a lie hop. So lie hop is let it happen on purpose.
Right.
Or there's a my hop is make it happen on purpose. Mm-hmm. So I think the lie hop part of 9/11 was there were war games on that day. So everybody who's, you know, the Billy Bob Thornton pushing tin, you know, behind the screen, and they're all like, so many blips. Like, there was fake blips that were running war games. And one of the artificial scenarios that they were running on this computer was two planes are going to smash into the towers.
Yeah.
And the lads had to, you know, move all the chess pieces to try and stop it happening. When you're looking at, like, the actual facts of 9/11, the fact that there was thermite found in the dust that people would collect from their windows.
And thermite, sorry, just for anyone who doesn't know, is like a thing that burns about 5,000 degrees, like a super hot burning chemical that wouldn't be in an airplane or a building.
Absolutely not, yeah.
But it's a high-grade military explosive or something.
That's
it,
and it melts like concrete, melts steel.
Yeah.
And there was pictures of Ground Zero and they found all the steel bars all like completely melted in bits, and it looks like a T-1000 from Terminator 2, yeah, you know. And that wouldn't happen at the base of the building if the plane is hitting, you know, at the 80th floor. And so there's all these kind of little spurious, like, bits of facts.
Tower 7 as well, isn't it?
Oh, gee, Tower 7, yeah.
Well, quickly tell everyone what that is again.
Tower 7 was up the road and it had
didn't get hit.
Had a little fire that started in a waste paper basket on like the 19th floor, burned for a few hours, and then just inexplicably collapsed later on in the afternoon.
Into its own
footprint.
Yeah.
The whole tower, yeah. And Larry Silverstein is the guy that owns the whole complex, and there's a phone call recorded of him when they say, Larry, what are we going to do about Tower 7? And he just, like, very quietly goes, pull it. Like, it's this, you know, so in when you're demolishing Las Vegas casinos, like, the demolition lingo is like, okay, pull it, lads. And you pull the thing and the whole building comes down.
And didn't the BBC report it early or something?
That was one video, yeah, where you're one standing in front of the landscape of the skyline of New York, and she's like, and Tower 7 fell 20 minutes ago. And you're like, it's behind you though.
Yeah.
But that could be green screen.
Yeah, yeah.
TV trickery. Not everything you can see. That's it. Like, don't believe everything you hear and only half of what you see. That's what you're supposed to.
What about Hollow Earth? Are there aliens living inside Earth?
Is it hollow or flat, or which is it? Like,
it's hard to know these days.
It's hollow and flat, like a toffee pop. No, it's it's weird. Like, Hollow Earth is a thing that comes from a turn of the century admiral who was flying a plane, and he apparently flew over the lip of the North Pole into what we call Agartha, which is the mythical inner Earth, and that's where, like, Sasquatch comes from, and that's where, you know, the ancient aliens that were the progenitors of our planet. I'm very aware I'm on Today FM and I sound like a mental.
No, you don't, because you're actually bringing
like this thing, that thing, and no. I'm like, well, then, you know.
No, but you're
aliens.
You're not saying that. Like, you're believing or bringing us these. Like, that's the joy of having a conversation with you.
So, Hollow Earth, and I'm like, exactly, it's the inside of the planet. I'm like, oh my god.
Well, look,
like,
you mentioned aliens.
This is people's first aliens with me on the radio. They're like, this lad, he's from Wexford and he's mental.
Very quickly, are we aliens on Earth, or are there aliens, as Dermot said, living inside, for example? Or, like, who came first?
I like, think about it, you know, we're all monkeys that decided to, like, you know, veet ourselves and walk around and get jobs, you know.
Yeah.
There's an old, I guess, you wouldn't call it conspiracy theory. It's more like a historical documents about Nibiru and the Anunnaki. So we have a whole episode on Nibiru and another one on this guy called Zechariah Sitchin, who's an Israeli anthropologist who found all these tablets and he sold them, made a load of money. No, he found them in the ground in ancient Mesopotamia. And he picked them all up and he read them, and it's this cuneiform writing. And basically he found from this history that there's a planet that floats out in our solar system and it comes around once every 128,000 years called Nibiru, and it holds the progenitors of our race, you know. If you ever watch Prometheus, you know those big massive white lads?
Yeah.
Looked like a UFC fighter. They're the lads that came down and they messed with the monkey DNA, and then they grabbed a hold of some of the good looking ones for the evening, and you know, and then we ended up coming out of that, you know.
We're a mishmash of DNA from different alien races.
Yeah, they came down here because they wanted to take, you know, as all the movies say, like, we've come to take your, you know, your resources. Yeah. And you're like, oh, Janie Mac, okay, all the Pop-Tarts, let him have all the coconut noodles. And it just ends up being like, you know, like God made us in his own image, let's say. Yeah. So that's where we get that thing. Or in Greek mythology, where you have Hercules is a demigod, the son of Zeus, who's the man in the sky, and then a woman on the ground.
Right.
So all these stories from
and arguably that's the Jesus story too.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we have a whole episode on Jesus as well, and that story is told 20 times over in a load of different religions, almost identically the same.
Yeah. In the future, because like we're seeing videos now where people are able to manipulate video in such a way and audio, so
deep fakes
that you can make. I can make a video of Dermot saying something totally terrible and get him fired. That's a really good idea. But it is genuinely.
How much money would you have to pay him to do that?
I'm more likely to do that myself. I don't need technology.
But do you think that future conspiracies are going to be much harder to prove, or future like life is going to be much harder to prove that you're innocent when somebody can just go, well, there's a video of you doing it, you know?
I think it's like there's a flood of stuff happening now with Donald. He's coming out with a lot of stuff. Every day is a new thing, you know? Mm-hmm. Some new madness. Who would have believed, like, 30 years ago when we were watching Bill, you know? And he's,
Theo, come into the room. I want to talk to you because I want to give you a very wholesome message from me, your black father.
Like, if anyone would have thought that that man was giving sleeping pills to women and then having sex with them against their will, you'd be like, you are mental.
Yeah.
You're mad. And then it totally happens. So there's the things in the past that are totally provable. Like we have MKUltra, which is the CIA mind control operations. Mm-hmm. And there's documents to say it happened.
So that was a conspiracy theory that's been proven to be true.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's documents on it. Like the experiments that they put on people, like using psychedelics to try and manipulate their consciousness into doing stuff against their will, let's say, like the Manchurian candidate going out and assassinating someone. Like Sirhan is the lad who assassinated Bobby Kennedy, and he still claims that he doesn't remember doing it, that he blacked out and something happened, and there's a whole conspiracy about a woman in a polka dot dress came along and went, shoot Bobby Kennedy, and he was like, okay, and then shot him, right?
Hey, so we all saw Zoolander.
Yeah, you know, that kind of stuff.
Derek was mind controlled. Listen, we have to leave it there, Gordon.
Oh,
we'll bring you back again because this is too fascinating. There's so much stuff coming in that we haven't got a time to get to. But thank you so much for coming in.
No hassle.
Those Conspiracy Guys is the name of the podcast. You said 2 million downloads a month. So make sure you go and listen to it.
I come back in when I come back from America.
Yes, because you're going to America. You're going to make some documentaries.
I am. It's a crowdfunded operation through GoFundMe and Patreon, which is the backbone of our show.
Yep.
And we're going over to America to meet the people that we're only just talking about over the internet.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
Loads of YouTubers, podcasters, experts, scientists, like the lads who actually saw the aliens, and they'd be like, what did they look like? And they're like, I can't tell you. And you're like,
okay, so we're going to have feature video documentaries on this.
Video documentaries, and hopefully we get them somewhere where people can see them.
Right, well look, we really appreciate you coming in. Gordon Rochford, Those Conspiracy Guys is the name of the podcast. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.